I'm Frederick Dove with highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up. Rival groups of pro- and anti-Russian protesters have scuffled in the Ukrainian region of Crimea as tensions increase following the ousting of President Yanukovych. Meanwhile, across the border, President Putin has unexpectedly ordered a test of the combat readiness of Russian troops. Also in this podcast, a knife attack on a former newspaper editor in Hong Kong has heightened concern that freedom of expression there may be under threat. And the Spanish guitarist Paco de Lucía, who helped bring flamenco music to a world audience, has died. But first, in Ukraine, police on the Crimean Peninsula are struggling to keep apart pro- and anti-Russian groups demonstrating outside the regional parliament. Around 10,000 Muslim Tatars have rallied in the regional capital Simferopol, waving Ukrainian flags and chanting, "Ukraine is not Russia." There have been scuffles with a smaller rally of pro-Moscow supporters who have called on the Kremlin to defend them.
Here in the Crimean capital, Simferopol, the tensions are absolutely clear to see. There is a huge demonstration at the parliament with basically two sides.
Meanwhile, in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, a new pro-European cabinet to replace the deposed government of President Yanukovych will be presented to crowds in Independence Square today. The BBC's David Stern is in Kiev.
The thing that most people are looking forward towards or looking or watching right now is the announcement of the new government.
And that was David Stern in Kiev. As tensions rise in the Crimea, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a military exercise to test the combat readiness of armed forces across Western Russia. The Spanish guitarist Paco de Lucía, who is credited with bringing flamenco music to a global audience, has died in Mexico, aged 66.
Paco de Lucía was born into flamenco. His father was a guitarist, his brother a singer. The album Friday Night in San Francisco with John McLaughlin and Aldo Meola sold more than a million copies. His dexterity, strength and passion on the instrument won him fans beyond his genre.
The guitar playing of Paco de Lucía, who's died at the age of 66.